The study focused on semi-arid ecosystems, which cover 40% of the planet and support 40% of the human population. Co-author David Elridge with the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences at Australia's University of New South Wales says these dry lands are also among the ecosystems most at risk.
From changes in management, changes in rainfall, changes in climate.
Scientists study dry lands on every continent except Australia. On each, they marked out 30 by 30 meter plots, inventoried the plant life within, and measured how it cycled carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus, elements considered essential for life on Earth.
We also measured other attributes that we thought might be related, things like temperature, soil texture, in other words, how much sand or clay the soil's got in it, slope, latitude, longitude, all those attributes, and used a modelling system to be able to pick out what some of the drivers were.
Eldridge says while there were differences among the areas, from the dry woodlands in Western Australia to the high alpine grasslands in Chile, the overall findings were remarkably similar.
Even with this huge diversity of different types of plant communities, the fact that when we analysed our data from 200 sites, that even in these really diverse communities, diversity of plants came out as being highly significant driver of how functional the soil was.
And that wide variety of plant species was even more important than other factors, Eldridge says, such as annual rainfall and microbes in the soil. Loss of biodiversity reduces those services the ecosystem can produce.
If we go from a system where we have a lot of species to very, very few species, then we know that the ability of the soil to produce carbon, to allow water to infiltrate, to hold together, actually break down.
The changing climate is also likely to reduce plant diversity and increase the areas affected by the desertification now underway in many developing countries. So, Eldridge says, in a warmer world, sand content in soils would be expected to rise, lowering its productivity.
And what that's telling us, really, for the first time in drylands, is that anything that results in increased temperatures is ultimately going to reduce the functionality of dryland soils. So, in a sense, our diverse community of plants are providing a buffer against increased climate change.
The Global Diversity Study is published in the current issue of the journal Science. Roseanne Scribble, VOA News, Washington.